When you think of Native Americans, maybe your mind goes to the past, to stereotypes or anachronisms. People may be in feathered headdresses with bows and arrows. Well, our next guest is working to put an authentic face on Native Americans today with her photography project 562. Not only is she trying to change the way Indigenous people are seen in the United States, she's trying to discover what it means to be Native American today. Makita Wilbur joins us now. She's the photographer and educator behind Project 562. Makita, Matika, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, how did the Project 562 first come into being? Where did it come from?
Well, you know, I've been a photographer for the last 10 years, maybe 11 now, and I began to realize that there really wasn't an accurate representation of contemporary Native America in massive media, both through the lecturing that I was doing about my previous exhibit, We Are One People and Reemerge, and also just by Google searching. If you look for, if you type in African American or Asian American, you'll find young, contemporary, or regular folks. If you type Native American, most times what you'll find is an image from the early 1900s. And so my goal really is about creating a positive Indigenous role model and new image from this century that represents who we are today.
And I read that there was also a dream that came into play.
Oh, that's a longer story. Well, you know, I went to the Rocky Mountain School of Photography and Brooks Institute of Photography in Santa Barbara in California. Mm-hmm. And when I was done with school, I pursued advertising in Los Angeles. And I've been working in LA for about, 9 months after college. And, it was a devastation really, because I realized that I didn't want to be in advertising. And here I'd studied advertising. And so I took a job in South America, actually, and I went and traveled all through Ecuador and Peru and Bolivia and began photographing Indigenous people in the Amazon and in several different places. And I guess I'd been working down there about 3 years when I had this dream with my grandmother. She said, "What are you doing photographing these Indians when you haven't even worked with your own? You know, go home." And I did. I went home to Swinomish, where I'm from, and began my first series called We Are One People, where I photographed elders of Coast Salish tribes, and I asked them questions related to identity and spirituality, love, war. Really, it began my own questioning, what does it mean to be a young Native woman in a contemporary society? How do I learn to balance my cultural traditions with Western value systems?
So you took the advice of your grandmother in the dream, and you talked about the goal of this project to photograph all of the Native tribes in the United States, 562 at this point, and counting, I guess. But you've got a bigger goal, too. You're talking about changing the way people see Native Americans. Why is right now a good time to do that, to put a real face on Native peoples in the United States?
Well, that's a really good question. Why is it necessary? You know, between 1990 and 2000, there were nearly 6,000 blockbuster released films. Only 12 included American Indians. Of those 12 films, 10 showed Indians as impoverished or beaten down by society. 10 is continually in conflict as white or as a noble savage and spiritual warrior. However, the image of the contemporary business person, the artist, the photographer, the teacher, the doctor, the young professional, those images were largely absent. What's interesting is how that image manifests itself into our psyche. You see, one of my mentors, Dr. Stephanie Freiberg, who's actually from my dad's tribe, from Tulalip, who's a professor from Stanford, did a study. She's a psychologist, and she went to all of these different tribal schools and public schools around the country, and she showed younger kids between ages of 8 and 14 images from different backgrounds. And she would ask them questions related to self-esteem. And then when she would show them an image of a young Native person or of the stereotypical Native person, the Pocahontas, dances with wolves, Twilight, the, God forbid, the Redskins, you know, their self-esteem would go down by almost 60%. and when shown to the white counterpart, their self-esteem would be raised. And so what that tells me is that the image of the Native person is perpetuating this this negativity. And I just think it's time for that to stop in 2014, don't you?
I think your images are incredible, and they definitely changed my thinking. That they're incredibly striking, and I wonder if you could talk about the ground rules. There's only a couple things you ask of your subjects. What are they?
Well, I ask quite a bit from my subjects. I ask them if I could stay with them.
Besides crashing on their couches, what do they need to be photographed by you?
I ask that they be photographed within their indigenous territory, which usually extends beyond the boundaries of our reservations because, you know, the history of the reservation system has changed quite a bit over the last 150 years. And so within their indigenous territory, and I ask people, which sometimes, you know, I break the rules, you know, like, for instance, Jessica Metcalf is Turtle Mountain Chippewa, but I photographed her on Odom land because that's where we met up. So sometimes I break my own rules. And I also ask them, I ask them where they would like to be photographed in a location that's important to them. And then, of course, there's a series of questions before I photograph them, getting to know them, really asking them questions related to stereotypes and identity. I ask them to tell me some interesting details about their tribe, why they chose to live on the reservation, why they maybe chose to leave, how they chose their partner. We talk about blood quantum, we talk about sovereignty, self-governance, protecting natural resources. It's a very long interview process.
I want to ask you about one of the photographs that you took of Caleb and Jarab Dunlap from the Lake Superior Chippewa. Now, that's our neck of the woods, and they are having a blast, I'm guessing, in Lake Superior. Can you tell us anything about that photo shoot?
The Twindians, yeah, Caleb and Jarab. They're wonderful. I just love them. And actually, that photograph was taken on the canoe journey out this year at the landing in Quileute. But we are making plans to come to your region, hopefully next spring after the snow melts.
I don't know when that's going to be. Might not be anytime soon. Well, we've got a little bit of time left, and I know you clocked about 60,000 miles on this trip. Could you tell us a couple of the stories that stayed with you from this?
Oh, wow. You know, I have to tell you that the most amazing part of my journey is that I've been really welcome and taken care of on the road. You know, I think it's really easy for us when we're at home and we're working every day and we're trying to get food on the table and we get caught up in the hustle and we watch the news, and it's easy to be sort of hopeless about the state of humanity. And I just have to tell you that people have been so kind to me and really welcomed me. I don't know how else to say it. It's just been overwhelming. And the incredible support that I've gained through Kickstarter contributors and the media across the country, I think it's what's really inspiring for me has been people are supportive of seeing a change. And that really gives me hope. But, you know, I mean, road stories, oh, gosh, you know, I mean, like traveling in to have a supai at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, that was a wild adventure. And, you know, everything from land controversies and water controversies out with the Paiutes to going to Pachina ceremonies in the Southwest. And it's just been so incredible.
Matika, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about it today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm really very honored.
We've been talking to Matika Wilbur, photographer and educator, and she's behind the Project 562, and you can catch some of her pictures on the Central Time Facebook page.